It's in the Ramban in Vayikra on Paragal Pasuk Tes, several lines in where he quotes the Rambam from the Mora. Paragal Pasuk Tes, several lines in. Ve'oma harab b'mora hanavuchim. Kitama korbanos ba'avosha hamitzrim v'hakastim asher hoyu Yisrael gerim v'soshavim ba'artza me'olam how you ovdim the bok of Latza. Kiamitzim ovdim Latla. Bahakastim ovdim la shedim ashe ye ba ulahem bidmus seirim. The anche hodu ad hayom la yishkatu bok of the olam. Bavu kain tsiva lishkat ela hashloshim minim la shem hanichbad kadesha yivada. Ki hadava shah yuchoshvim ki hem betachla so aveira Hua she yakriva la bore Ubo yiskapu avonos Kichen Yisrap U Ha'emunos Ha'ra'os Shehem Madve Ha'nefesh Kichol Madve V'chol Choli Lo Yisrap U Kiem B'hofchan. Ele Dvarav U'vohem Ha'erich. Vinehem divi havai. Yirapu sheva godol, v'kushya rabba al nikla, yasu shulchan Hashem migo'ol. She'enenu rak lahotzi miliban shal v'sho'im, v'tip she'olam. V'akosu v'amma ki hem lachem ishei, l'reach l'cholach. So the Torah describes korbanos as being the reach nichoach, the Ramban says, for the Rambam, it seems to be just, it's the whole thing is just la'afuke from Avodah Zarah. V'gam lefishtusam shal mitzvayim lo tisrapi machalosam bazeh avot tosif machov. Ki machsheves harishon hanizkarim lavo lemazol tle umazol shua sheyesh lahem koach bahem kifi machshavtam. V'lachen lo yochlu osam lechvod kocham v'yisodam. Aval im yizbuchu osam l'ashem hanichbad zekovod lahem umayla. V'hem atzmam kachem noagim. Kamosha Oma will Yizbucha Oda Zivchem La Seirim. But Ose Ha Egel Zavchula. So the Ramban says that the as it were, the real Avodah Zarah, that the what they really deified was the mazel, was the constellation in the shape of the sheep, or in the form of the ox. So if you single out those animals and dafka use those for korbanos, so adrabba, that plays into their whole kfira dikka scheme that they think there's something special about these animals because they in some way mirror the mazalos. והרב מסקי שהיו מקריבים ללבון בכל ראשי חדשיהם, ולשמש בעלוסה, במזלס הידועים להם בספריהם, ויוסה תסרפי המחלה, ואוכלנו מהם לסובה, שהוא עושה להם ומגונם ביניהם, ולא יעשו חן לעולם. אדרה, ואידל הזה בהם הסחולן. והנה נוח בצייסו מן הטבע עם שלוש זבוניו, אין בעולם קסטי או מצרי. So נוח antedates both the culture of custom and the culture of Mitzrayim. So clearly that there's no need to, that there isn't any Avodah Zarah culture of the custom of Mitzrayim to be countered, and Hikrev Korban, and Vayita Bene Hashem, Va'omer Bo Vayarech Hashem Esreach HaNichoach, U'Mimenu Omar Alibo, La'osif Ola Kalas Adam Avo Adam. Similarly, even before Noach, V'hevel Hevi Gam Humi Pros Tzono Mechel Vehen, V'yisha Hashem El Hevel Vimchaso. And at this point, not only didn't you have the specific Avodah Zarah culture of Kastim and Mitzrayim, you didn't have any Avodah Zarah. V'lohoya Adayin Ba'olam Shemetz Avodah Zgilulim Klal. U'bilom Oma Es Shivas HaMizbuchos Arachti, Va'al Par Va'ayl Va'mizbeach, Va'ein Daito Ato Lishlom Imenu Emunos Ve'olos Ulo Netzav B'chach. Aval Osa Kein L'Korva Al Elokim B'day Sheyochel Ulo V'dibor. ולשון הקורבנות, אס קורבני לחמי לאישי ריח ניחוחי, that description of קורבנות, וחלילה שלא יהיה בהם שום תועלת ורצון, רק שוללוס לעבודת גילולם מדעת השוטים. It can't be that there's no intrinsic value and that it's only a response. If one's going to explain al pi nigla what the inyan of kabbonos is, v'yosa roi l'shmo hatam she'omim b'hem ki bavo shemase b'nei ha'odem nigmarim b'machshava b'dibo b'maisa. Right, we engage in thought, speech and action, and often they converge. That what we're doing is a product of machshav, dibur, and maisa. So therefore, tziva Hashem ki kasha yechta v'yavi korban yismach yadav olav keneged hamaisa. V'yizvade b'fiv k'neged ha'divor, v'yisrov bo'esh ha'kerev v'haklo yoshem klei ha'machshava v'hataiva. V'hakra'ayim k'neged yodav v'raglav shel odam ha'osim kol malachto, v'yizvok ha'dom al ha'mizbeach k'neged domo b'nafsho, k'dei sh'yachshav odam ba'asoso kol eila, as each of these things is karev al ha'mizbeach, Or again, prior to that korban the mizbeach, when he does the smicha, when he's mizvado over the chatos, over the yosham, kidei sheyachshav odam ba'asoso kel'eila kichotel elokav begufo benafsho. And the emes is that really v'rotwi lo, excuse me, sheyishafech domo v'yisarev gufo lulei chesed haborei שלוקח ממנו תמורה וכיפה הקורבן הזה שידומו תחס דומו, נפש תחס נפש, וראשי איבר הקורבן כנגד ראשי איבריו. והמונוס להחיוס בין מורי התורה שיספלו עליו. Right, the חלק, which is nechel to the Kohanim all year long, is es ami yoru ben kodesh l'chol. All year long, the Kohanim were teachers of Torah. She is palalu alav. V'korban hatomid, v'avo shelo ינצלו הרבה מחתו תמיד, ואילם דבר מסקבשם, מסקבלם, מושכם הלב כדברי הגודל. And then he goes on to say that al pi Kabbalah there's another understanding of all the sakavanos. So for the Ramban, kavanos are sort of a vehicle where we vicariously sacrifice ourselves. The Torah provides for a substitute. This explains. I mean, I think I think maybe the Sforno has this at the beginning of Vayikra also like this. Shemshon Rafal Hirsch also has along the same lines. That the Psukim in Novi, you have where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, I'm not interested in your kavanos. Now, it's true, the Rambam writes that in general, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, that it is true in general about mitzvahs, if a person is Kama Mu'ula Maila Satshuva. Emesha Yazem moved on me Hashem Elokei Yisrael Shanam Avosechem Hoyu Mavdilim Beinechem Levein Elokechem. Tzorek Ve'enu Na'ana. Shanam Akyam Kisar Busvila. Osa Mitzvos V'torfen Oso B'fonav. That speaking generally about mitzvahs, that there are times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that if a mitzvah is in the context of rishus, so at times that only is an act of hypocrisy. At sometimes it's, you see a nitzotz of kedusha that's still that's still burning, but at times it's considered an act of hypocrisy. And osa mitzvos v'tof and osa mefonov. So it's true that there is such a bechina about mitzvos in general, but the psukim and navi single out avodas hakavanos. So the terence is, and again, this is implicit. Again, the Ramban just doesn't apply it to say pshat in these psukim. It's implicit in the Ramban. Again, I think Kimaduma that the Sforno and Shamshon Fal Hirsch say it explicitly. Avodas HaKavonos, more than any other mitzvah, has to correlate now, a person benches. For the benching to be a mitzvah, it doesn't really have to correlate with, obviously he has to believe the words he's saying, he has to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, he has to be thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam, but it doesn't need to correlate with anything. Avonos HaKavonos has to mirror an inner sense of charata, an inner sense of contrition, it only serves as a vicarious form of kapara when the person genuinely recognizes and feels kichata le'elokav begufo benafsho. And in that sense, avodas kavanos differ from virtually all other mitzvahs in that they are dependent upon a certain context. A person is a Baal Averus, but he makes a seder. I don't know, so obviously that he's a Baal Averus is a terrible thing, but that doesn't negate the good of the fact that he makes a seder. But Kobanos depend Zavech Hashem Toeva. It's not only that it doesn't hit the mark, but and the Ramban's explanation accounts for, again, the need for that broader context by Avodas Kavanos, which doesn't exist necessarily by other Kiyum HaMitzvahs. The Ramban's Hasogas on the Rambam basically split into two parts. Number one, I guess most fundamentally, the Ramban understands the Rambam to think that the entire institution of Avodas Kavanos exists, was introduced, was enacted to counteract Avodah Zarah. And then B, he says, even if one were to grant that yesod, he doesn't see how that works. He says, Adarab, singling out those minim for kobanos, the minim which the avodah zarah of the custom and the mitzvahim also elevate. So doesn't that just play into their hands rather than counteracting it? Okay, so those are two very different hasagas. When you look in the Rambam, it's not in the parak that the Ramban is quoting. It's in a different parak. But it seems clear that I don't know, it could be that the translation the Ramban had obscured this point. And that's what generated the misunderstanding. But it seems clear that what the Rambam is that what the Rambam actually says is the following. I think the Ibn Ezra comments, I think it's the Ibn Ezra, on the pasuk Vayave Kayin Mipri Ha'adama Mincha L'Hashem. And so we don't really think of anything, but okay, you bring your korban, right? That's the idiom. But the Ibn Ezra says, no, the only reason the idiom is to bring a korban is because you bring a korban to a specific place. That's why you have the idiom to bring a korban. It's not... Otherwise, the idiom would be l'hakriv korban. It wouldn't have been vayave kayin, it would just be vayakriv kayin. The idiom l'havi korban means that you bring the korban to a particular place. So what did that mean in the context of kayin? So I think this is the Ibn Ezra who says all this. The Ibn Ezra says that it means that kayin brought the korban to the place where he used to daven. So what does it mean? It means like this. It means that naturally a person has, there are two sort of natural impulses that a person has to be Oved Hashem. A person has a natural impulse to daven, to reach out, to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a person also has, it's a natural impulse to bring a korban. And that's why we find that Cain and Hevel brought korban, it's Noach brought a korban, according to the Midrashim, it's not the Furush and the Tarshu B'Chsav, the Ramban is just quoting what's in the Psukim, but according to the Medrash, so other Marishan already brought a korban. And that's why you find that they all brought korbanos again, and as the Ramban says, nothing to do with serving as a polemic, as a counterweight to Avodah Zarah. It's a natural impulse. Now the Avodah is like this. Of those two impulses, the impulse to be Oved Hashem, Derech Tefillah, and Derech Kavanos, the Rambam says the one which is really preferable, the one which is closer to the ideal, is davening. That's the one that's closer to the ideal. Because ultimately, the highest form of Avodah is through Seichel and through Machshava. And because of that, of those two natural forms of Avodah, the higher form of Avodah is really Tefillah. Elamai, says the Rambam, Heyos, that people were so, because they had been steeped in this Avodah Zarah culture, so they couldn't be weaned so drastically from Avodas Kavanos. So instead, the Torah restricts, and the Torah maintains it. Not that the Torah is maintaining an Avodah Zarah Dika institution. No, the institution, like the Ramban points out, is something which antedates Avodah Zarah. It's a natural impulse. Right? If you look at by Avodah Zarah, so a person, in order to be Chayv Avodah Zarah, a person has to be over the Avodah Zarah Kedarka. If he's over Shalom Kedarka, if you do the Avodah of one Avodah Zarah to the other Avodah Zarah, so you're not Chayv.
has to be kedarka. But then there are dalet avodos that a person is chayav, whether it's kedarka or shalo kedarka. So if a person does nisuch, a person pours nasachim, a person is shechts, a person does haktorah, dehainu avodas kavana, so that is chayev even if it's shalo kedarka of the avodazar. Why? Because it's a natural form of avoda. So avada, avodas kavanas isn't this crazy Tumah Dikah institution which was conjured up by Ovdei Avodah Zarah. No, it's a natural form of Avodas Hashem, which is why Hevel brought Noach, brought even Adam HaRishon. The Torah maintained it and used it even though of the two natural forms of Avodah, Avodas HaTfilah is a higher form of Avodah, the Torah maintained it and uses it La'afuk Efam Avodah Zarah. But that's not the basis of the whole practice and institution of Avodas HaKorbanos. That's why the Ramban says, because Avodas HaKorbanos is of the two, not the lower form, and Avodas HaTfilah is the higher form, that's why the Torah makes possible that Tfilah is possible anywhere, and the Torah restricts opportunities for HaKrovas Korbanos, Dafka in Mikdosh. But the Rambam never said that the entire institution is ba'atzmuso and avodah zarah deka institution. No, he says it's a natural form of avodah Hashem, as reflected by the fact that Hevel Noach brought kavanos. It's not as optimal a form of Avodas Hashem as Avodas HaTfilah, but the Torah maintained it because, again, A, we were so accustomed to that form of Avodah, and then the Torah uses it, Taka La'afuke, the Torah then uses it also, La'afuke from Avodah Zarah. That's what the Rambam holds. Again, it's apparently in the translations the Ramban had, it didn't come across.
The
Nachos and other non-animal korbanos reflect
that initial korban
from
the
pre,
and that's why also nothing to do with
the
Avodah Zarah, just that's more
the
natural instinct.
All korbanos, I think, is a natural thing that a person whether it's a chatos when a person needs kapora. Whether it's bikurim, obviously the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't need it, but we need to express, and that's the pshat. Yeah, okay, we'll stop here for today, but then we'll continue later.